Well, we've helped out some of the beginners with some good acting skills, some basics, right?
Now, basic skills.
One thing I think we see a lot of is there's a lot of information out there for the newbie.
Yes.
Not as much information for the pros. And, you know, you'd like to think that pros don't need the information, but that's not true. We always need more training. At least I feel that way myself. I think that's the biggest negative for us pros, right, is we get complacent and comfortable. Uh-huh. So we just figure, oh, it'll just come to me.
Well, their confidence takes over, and then it becomes, there's a lackadaisical quality that comes with knowing.
Mm-hmm.
There's an acceptance internally that forces you to actually not connect to the emotional truth that the newbie might have, which is fear.
Yeah, exactly.
And so sometimes fear can be your ally if it's directed properly.
Yeah.
Your reading voice is not the same as your speaking voice.
Yeah.
There is opinion when you speak. There is a forward-moving energy through the chest when you are interested and in love with something. And you've got to remember that you are helping every single person with every single spot that you're reading for.
Yeah.
It's to help them.
Not to sell. Do you take that much risk when you go into your auditions? In the safety zone of your personality.
Well, it was like I hurt myself to get that job.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, again, where we could talk about the men, too. You can really damage your instrument here and end up in the hospital. Blown throats for X-Men. There's like 4 of the 5 guys or something blew their throats for that.
Get mic'd.